This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The top stories happening in Houston.
This is what's trending in Texas.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Morning Bullpen Show. Today is Friday. Thank goodness. Woo! Finally here on Friday. We're just, week and a half from Christmas?
Oh my goodness, George.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's like, today's the 13th, so.
Yeah, it's like 12 days. Yeah, what? Like 12, it's the 12 days of Christmas.
That's today?
Yeah, right. I guess it starts today.
Funny how it started for us yesterday.
I've got my kids the advent calendars, you know, where they can pick like a toy or a chocolate every day.
Oh, yeah.
And I forgot to do them, so I said I'm going to start them today because 12 instead of 24.
Yay.
You're such a mom.
We're
making it. We're all going to get through this. All right, y'all.
I had a friend of mine who posted yesterday that their 12 wines, like their advent wine advent
that
calendar.
That starts today.
According to their wine advent calendar, Christmas was yesterday. They'd already gotten through all the bottles. So anyway, welcome to the show. Coming up in just a few minutes, we'll give you a chance to get in on the show and have a little fun. But right now, let's talk about the top things that people here in Texas are talking about. We call it the top three things trending in Texas.
Number three.
Better news if you're flying through Bush Airport in the near future. A new arrivals curb is opening up to help with the pickup experience.
Oh, thank you.
I'm talking 8 lanes, and they're hoping to accommodate the influx of international travelers surrounding the holiday. But basically, you know how when you're exiting and you see all those people and you just can't get out of the airport? This is going to open up those existing exit lanes to their original purpose. To reduce traffic congestion getting out.
Right, because they had closed them down. Right, exactly. Huh, interesting.
Number two.
Bad news for bad guys. Multiple stories across the headlines this morning regarding crackdowns. One involving several high-profile ICE arrests in the Houston area. And then across the state of Texas, the Texas Department of Public Safety announced 3 of the state's 10 most wanted are back in custody following their recent arrests. All I want for Christmas is those guys gone.
Oh. And the top story trending in Texas.
All right. Instead of lows in the mid-30s, this morning sunrise temperatures are mid-50s. Temperatures returning to above normal levels. I feel like you can hear it in my voice this morning. The sky cloudy for most of the day. Highs for our Friday around 68. 70s for both Saturday and Sunday. And there is a 40% chance for showers and thunderstorms tomorrow for Saturday.
Yes, it's the roller coaster.
It's so confusing.
Weather, yeah. I was just thinking earlier in the week, I was like, oh, I got to get out like my Texans jacket to wear to the game on Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
No, nope. No, I just I get shorts and my Texans jersey
just
and I'll
like
be
normal.
Fine. So, that's what's trending here in Texas. The top three stories you're going to be hearing about.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All day.
Good morning.
Can I get an amen?
Time for some good news.
This is the time of the morning that we get Bull Nation together and celebrate a little good news. And you all may remember a couple of days ago, we got a call asking for our help in celebrating 102nd birthday for Miss MJ. Remember that call, Mo?
Yes.
And they were looking for cards and we're like, man, I don't know if we can get 102 cards by her birthday on Saturday. But Eric had a great idea of something we could do.
Yeah, we could get Bull Nation to pitch in. And so we asked everybody to make a quick video in their car, at their home, wherever they were, wishing MJ a happy birthday and singing to her. And Jay was the one who called us. And Jay is on the phone right now. Did we wake you up?
I just called her. I'm not sure how this is going to go.
I'm here.
Jay, did we wake you up?
Yes, you did, but it is perfectly okay. I needed to get up anyways.
Stop. You are way nicer than I am, girl.
We were afraid we were going to get, like, cussed out or something.
Yes.
When you answer the phone there, but
try waking me up from a nap though, and that's a different story.
Jay, now you called, you know MJ. How are you connected to
so
her?
So I don't know her personally, but my neighbor is so sweet and runs a care home, and she is very close with her.
Oh my gosh. Well, do you want to hear what we came up with? We thought we would get your approval before we sent this to Miss MJ, okay?
Of course, I want to hear it.
Okay. All right. This again, Bull Nation sent us videos of singing happy birthday for her 102nd birthday for Miss MJ, and it sounded like this.
Happy birthday
to you.
Cha, cha, cha.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Miss MJ.
Dear MJ.
MJ.
Dear Miss MJ.
Happy 102. From a fellow educator, we love you. Help you enjoy your day.
Happy birthday, MJ. I hope you have an amazing day.
Come on back from Bull Nation.
That is amazing.
We had no idea how many submissions we would get just doing it a couple of times on the air, but Bull Nation really showed up and really wanted to celebrate Miss MJ.
She's going to love it. Thank you, guys.
Well, and I tell you what, we're celebrating you because you're the one who did this. You're the one who started this. So can I get an amen for Jay for stepping out and telling us about this?
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you, Jay.
I actually listen to you guys every morning.
Oh, you're the sweetest. You go back to sleep.
Yeah, if you ever need us to call and wake you up, we get up at 3, so we're happy to help.
Oh, wow. 3 is wild.
you know, if you have like an airport run or something crazy, let us know.
You make me tired.
Stop. I'm so jealous. We're jealous.
That's what Bowl Nation is all about, celebrating good news, because we feel like the more we celebrate good news, the more good news that we'll get to celebrate. You could be an amen on our show. 713-881-5500. You can call and tell us your story now.
Still to come on the Morning Bullpen.
Evidently, the Texans are this close to making it in the playoffs.
How close?
This close. We're no sports experts, so Sean Pendergast from Sports Radio 610 is going to come in the studio and tell us how our Texans could go all the way. It's Sean Pendergast, Sports Radio 610. He's coming up next.
It's a big weekend for the Texans. Sean Pendergast from Sports Radio 610 is in the studio this morning. Good morning, Sean.
Refreshed, rejuvenated from the bye week. We all needed the bye week last week.
Yes.
We all needed it, not just the team.
Simple question for you this morning, Sean. A big weekend for the Texans.
Yeah, it is. They could wake up on Monday morning AFC South champions for the second year in a row.
Woo.
Yeah, it doesn't feel that way. Everybody's been kind of anxious about the Texans this year.
Because the
expectations were, for a lot of people, were the Super Bowl.
Right.
And that could still happen. They've not been a horrible football team. They're 8-5. They're right in the middle of the pack. But because they're in such a bad division, they're two games ahead of the Colts. They beat the Colts twice this year already, so they've got the tiebreaker over the Colts. If they win on Sunday against the Miami Dolphins, and they're a small favorite in that game, a 2-point favorite, and the Colts lose to the Denver Broncos, they are an underdog against the Broncos this weekend, the Texans will be AFC South champions. Any combination of the number two.
Okay.
Two Texans wins, two Colts losses, or one of each,
and
the Texans are the champs.
Okay,
yeah,
wow.
So the magic number is two, they like to say.
And you brought it up, second year in a row. I mean, that's pretty amazing. First two seasons under D'Amico Ryan.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty amazing considering where this team was 2 years ago. This time 2 years ago, we were scouting quarterbacks on our show. We were not paying any attention to the outcome of Texan games other than hoping that they would lose so that they could get in position to get a quarterback. And now they've got a quarterback, so we don't have to deal with this for hopefully a long, long time.
How do you feel about the game this weekend?
I think they're going to win. I think it's going to be a close game. I think the bye week is going to do them good. I'm nervous about them missing a couple guys on defense. Aziz, I'm sure most of your audience knows, Aziz Alshire has been suspended for three games. That was a huge story nationwide. And Jalen Petrie, who's had a really good year, the safety, he's out for the season too. So there's some concerns on defense, but I think the bye week's going to do them good. I think being at home, they play very well at NRG Stadium. So I think they win a close one this weekend. Now we need the Colts, to do us the favor of losing to the Denver Broncos.
We'll see, won't we?
Yeah.
Hey, Sean, I do have a question. Next week, I don't get to listen to your show a whole lot. Will you be covering the Beyonce concert?
That's a good question, Mo. It's a good question. Let's readdress that maybe next week. I think next week Beyonce will be a secondary topic, but if the Texans lose this weekend and lose to the Chiefs on December the 21st, then it could be all Beyonce all the time on the 23rd and 24th. It could be all Beyonce radio on the 23rd and 24th over on Sports Radio 610.
Sean Pendergast from Sports Radio 610, the Payne and Pendergast Show. Always enjoy talking to you, brother.
Us too.
A big weekend for the Texans, and you can hear every snap of the game this weekend with the Dolphins right here on 100.3 The Bull. Eric is being taught a wonderful lesson by Christmas, and yet he's trashing it.
What?
Good morning. Welcome to the Morning Bullpen Show. Eric is being taught one of the great lessons of being a parent at Christmas time, and he's totally throwing it away, Mo.
I don't understand.
He is having second thoughts about a gift that he bought, and I think it shows so much growth in him that he bought this particular item.
Oh my gosh, now I know what you're talking about.
Okay. See, this makes me hate it even more.
That George likes it?
Yes.
Yeah.
That I'm becoming more like George. My life goal.
Okay. Uncle Jorge's tentacles are getting into you.
Yeah. But here's the thing. Kids get older, and I don't want to reveal what the present is because their friends might listen.
Right, it's still a big present.
Yeah, it's a big ticket tech item.
Fair.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
We can't afford... I mean, the kid is 9 years old.
Mm-hmm.
We can't afford the full-priced big-ticket tech item.
Right.
But we found it on a website, refurbished. Mm-hmm. So it's used. but it's been checked over.
Exactly.
It looks good.
Exactly.
It works well.
Exactly.
George. But it's not new. I mean, somebody.
Exactly.
You got the CEO of Goodwill over here. I think he's on your side.
I don't know. Somebody's grubby hands were on it. And
you don't know what they were looking at on that thing.
And I don't know who it was.
Stop. This, Eric. This is this. I hope you open your heart to the lesson the world is trying to teach you here. There is absolutely nothing wrong with buying a refurbished gift.
Okay, so last year, I remember you took this same stance. There was a little kitchen, a kid's kitchen.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Sitting on the curb.
Right.
And we thought about getting it and giving it to the kids.
Right.
And you were all about it.
I tried to teach you then.
I didn't learn my lesson.
Oh, you didn't do it then?
I think the holidays are coming. You know what they say, what karma is, right? You keep learning the same lessons over and over until you finally get them.
Wow. Yeah.
I don't think there's anything wrong with
it. Why are you having guilt about it?
Because I can't help but imagine that this big ticket tech item was like in a man's hands that like had eaten like
immediately crossed
one
my mind.
Too many McDonald's and grown into his bed and had bed sores.
Mo, this says so much about his imagination. It doesn't say anything about the gift itself.
We watched too much Dateline.
And My 400-Pound Life. And, and I just can't help but wonder, like, this gift that I'm giving this beautiful 9-year-old girl, where it's been, what it's been looking up.
That's hysterical.
Stop.
I can't get it out of my brain.
You're punishing yourself unnecessarily here.
It feels just so cheap to give a kid on Christmas a gift that is not new and not theirs for the first time.
713-881-5500. Okay. Is there anything wrong with a refurbished, that's the key word here, refurbished Christmas item?
Yes. It has undergone a 30-point inspection, George.
713-881-5500. Marvell is on the phone. Marvell, good morning. What do you think about this and getting a refurb Christmas item?
I'm thinking about doing it for my kids. Because all they're going to do is break their toys anyway. I'm going to go in their closet, find toys that they haven't played with that still look new, wrap them, and put them under the tree, and you can unwrap them again.
That is next level, Marvell. Totally different than what Eric's doing, but I appreciate it.
That's a little different than a refurbished gift, Marvell, but okay. 713-881-5500. You know what I think we need to do with this?
What's that?
I think we need to move this to jury duty.
Oh yeah,
because this is we're not getting anywhere.
Marvell's like, no, case closed.
So we want to know, would you be on our jury duty about this? 713-881-5500. You call right now. 713-881-5500. I know it's a long way away, but just put a reminder on your calendar that next Tuesday is going to be Texans Ticket Tuesday, and it's special tickets that we're giving away. Next Tuesday morning at this time, we're going to have tickets to the Texans game that features the Beyonce halftime concert. Just saying, it's going to be fun. So make a little reminder, next Tuesday is Texans Ticket Tuesday here on The Bull. Time for jury duty. We're just out here solving Eric's problems.
It's true.
Oh, wait, I'm supposed to say the world's problems.
Oh, the world's problems.
All right, the question this morning, Mo, is this.
Is buying used big ticket gifts cheap or thrifty?
All right, we're having this discussion because of something that Eric is doing.
We got a big ticket item for my daughter, and I can't afford the full price version. I just can't. And
you can't afford the new version. This is the same version of the item.
Okay, yes, George. It's the same item, but it is used. It is refurbished. It's been sent back to the factory. But somebody else had their grubby hands on this tech item, and I can't help but think that I'm being cheap by not giving her the new one for Christmas.
Okay, but hang on. Is it the same item that you were going to buy new?
It is, yeah.
Okay, is it refurbed 30-point inspection?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Eric, what are you doing? What is wrong with you?
I can't help but think that Christmas is supposed to be magic and you're supposed to get something that's yours and new and not used by somebody else beforehand.
No. Christmas is supposed to be magic, right, Mo? I mean, you always talk about there would be no magic if it weren't for moms.
Right.
Right? But it's supposed to be magic. Nowhere in Santa's 12-page disclosure form.
You mean the Bible?
Does it say?
Nowhere in the Bible does it say anything about, I mean, I'm pretty sure
it
that the wise
new.
Men brought used gifts.
Yeah, little drummer boy was using his older brother's
See,
drum
Eric,
set.
See, you're fine. Everything's fine, but that's not the question today. Is buying used big ticket gifts cheap or thrifty?
Okay, 713-881-5500. Let's go to Friendswood, where they're always friendly. Tony, what do you think about this?
Good morning. I believe it's cheap, and if Eric wants to maintain sanity after his daughter gets older than 9, he needs to just buy new. Oh. Forget about the old one.
Okay. Maintain so sanity?
What do you... Wow, that was pretty heavy stuff there, Tony.
No matter what happens, Eric will always be thinking about the secondhand items.
But you know what?
That's how he feels.
See, Tony's not making me feel any better. This was not a good first call, George. I don't think we should do this anymore.
Here's the thing. He's talking about your issues, not an issue with the item or how your daughter's
going to
feel.
Well, that's what I'm talking about, too. I always am talking about, every day of my life is talking about Eric's issues.
713-881-5500.
Brian's in Tomball. Brian, you heard the question. Is buying used big ticket gifts cheap or thrifty?
It's thrifty, and Eric needs to quit being such a weenie about it.
Oh, wow.
You've listened to the show.
Now,
you know that Eric's a weenie.
Now I'm with you.
Nothing's going to change, but your vote is for
thrifty.
It's
perfectly fine to buy refurbished, Eric. Nothing wrong with it.
Okay. Have you done it, Brian?
Yes, I've done it in the past.
Okay, all right, see? He knows. And there was no lasting psychological damage to your child.
That you know
right?
of.
No, the kids were excited to have it because it was something they didn't have before.
Yeah,
so.
Okay.
I love it. I love it so much. All right, it's we got just a lot of dads on the phone this morning.
Wow, yeah. Jeremy is on the phone in Katy. All right, is buying used big ticket gifts cheap or thrifty?
Thrifty.
And
Thank
you've
you.
Done
this
it?
Economy, we need any help. That's oh, yeah, true. Definitely.
Give me an example. What have you bought for your kids that was used?
We've gotten kitchen sets last year for Christmas for my 5 and 3 year old.
Oh,
we got
see?
One off of Marketplace and one at Kids to Kids. We cleaned them down. We used disinfectant wipes, wiped them down.
Yeah, they don't think anything about grubby hands from somebody else being on the items, do they?
They won't start therapy till they're a little bit older.
They just love it. No, they just love it.
That's sweet.
I love it. All right, Jeremy, thank you. Let's go to Justin this morning.
Another dad?
It's another dad in Montgomery.
Gosh.
Tell us, what do you think about this? Is it cheap or is it thrifty?
Thrifty.
Thank you.
Everyone.
Thank you.
What You've did you do?
And the reason is I look at it like this. One, if they're young, there's a better chance of them breaking it.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not spending the full amount on it.
Amen.
And two, it gives you more money to buy more presents for them. If you want to.
If you want to.
I like this. From the book of Justin, it says in the Bible that refurb is okay.
Wow. Thank you, Justin.
All right, Mo, you were all concerned that it's all dads.
Oh, we have a mom. Tara's on the phone in Humble. Hey, sister. Is buying used big ticket gifts cheap or thrifty?
Thrifty. 100% thrifty.
Wow. I had no idea this would be so overwhelming. What have you done? What have you bought used before for your kids for Christmas?
I bought them a gaming PC. Bought them a gaming PC. So the one thing I'm going to say is it might not be new, but it's new to them. And then also make sure you get a warranty if it's offered.
Okay. Wow. Okay. See, if it's offered there. Okay.
And it never crept into your mind that a gaming PC.
No, stop,
I know.
Eric.
I know gamers, and
no.
I know what is on their browser history.
No.
They clear all that, right?
That's never bothered you for once.
No, not once.
Not
exactly.
Until now.
All right. All right. Well, so this morning on the morning bullpen, jury duty.
Is buying used big ticket gifts cheap or thrifty? And the answer is thrifty.
Well, the answer is George is right is what the answer is. It's jury duty. And we do it every morning here on the morning bullpen. Keith Urban announced the show in the Woodlands in October of next year. Tickets go on sale today at 10 o'clock. But before that, tickets to work with you because at 8:20 on Mono's Country, you'll get a chance to win tickets before you can buy them. Time to get a suggestion or two or three about what Eric should write a song about. Here's how it works.
It's 10-minute tune. You call in with your suggestions. Eric has to take one of them, and he gets 10 minutes to write a song for you. But again, it starts with y'all, 713-881-5500.
All right, let's go to Owen first. Hey, Owen, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, how old are you?
I'm 15.
15. Okay, what should I sing about today?
You should sing about how Santa Claus always gets the last cookie. Like, it's not fair. Why does he get the last cookie? It's like we work really hard to make them. Mm-hmm. And, like, besides, he's already really big. We're just looking out for his health.
Leave Santa a carrot.
Owen, you might be on the naughty list this year.
Owen, you're going to be a lawyer. I hope you realize that.
That's funny.
All right. Appreciate it. Owen, you have a good day at school, okay?
Yeah, you too.
All right.
Up next, we have Faye. Hey, Miss Faye. How's it going?
Hey, it's going well. Thank you. How are you doing?
We are so great. And I think I'm going to be even better with your suggestion. What do you think Eric should sing about?
I think he should sing about when Amazon delivers your package to the wrong door. Mm-hmm. And I live in a condo, and they take a picture saying your package has been delivered.
Yes.
And I zoom in, and I'm like, that's not my Christmas wreath. That's not even my front porch. But I recognize it. So I go outside and sneak down to my neighbor's house and sneak up their stairs, and I take my package back. And then I give Amazon a bad review saying, you delivered it to the wrong place.
Yes.
Faye's busy with Christmas. Faye's
I love that.
Busy.
Why is it that we feel so bad, though, stealing our own package back? It's like, are we about to be on the news?
I was going to say, or you wind
every
up
time.
In trouble there. So,
no, my neighbor knocked on the door the other day and goes, I'm just taking my own thing.
Just
I'm sorry.
No, just no, this no, is please. Mine. You're like in their doorbell camera like, this is mine.
First of all, it is Texas. We want to make sure of that. All right, let's go to Brianna in Humble. Brianna, what should Eric sing about today on the 10-minute tune?
Hi, so my mom's coming to town, and I'm really stressed out about it because she always gives a lot of backhand compliments.
Give me an example.
She'll be like, that dress looks great on you, but it does look like you gained a little bit of weight.
Oh.
Or, you know, I'll clean my place up all nice and it'll look great, but she'll be like, this shouldn't go here. It would make more sense if it goes here. And then she'll just take over. It's
Brianna, do we have the same mom? Are we
Stop
siblings?
This is what moms are for. It makes us stronger. Come on, y'all.
That's right. It gives you resilience for the world
exactly.
out there.
Exactly.
I love it, Brianna. Good suggestion this morning.
Thank you.
All right, Eric, what do you think? We got a lot of different things you can do here.
Yeah,
a lot of different ways you can go.
Yeah, but usually I take the one that's going to give me the most therapy, and that's mom issues.
Okay, knew it.
Most saw that one coming. Yeah. All right, that's going to be our topic. Mom's coming to town. Is your mom coming to town soon? Maybe you'll want to hear this song. What's he going to create? We'll find out. 10 minutes away, it's our 10-minute tune on the Bull. Oh, you may not have to be drunk picking somebody up at Bush Airport, though. Didn't you have that story just a little bit earlier, Mo, that they're opening up, like, pickup lanes or whatever to get your holiday travelers?
Supposed to get better.
Supposed to get better? Is that what you said?
We'll see.
Okay. Good morning. Welcome to the Morning Bullpen Show. My name is George. That is Mo. And coming through the door right now is Eric with a K. Time to find out what he has created with our 10-minute tune today. Brianna called us earlier, and she wanted Eric to do a song about this.
Hi, so my mom's coming to town, and I'm really stressed out about it.
Mm-hmm. She's stressed out about it, so is Eric. Mm-hmm. And it's her mom that Eric is stressed out about. So.
Well, you just say mom, and he feels stressed.
We have the same mom, because she said that the mom cleans no matter what. And y'all have heard me talk about how my mom will show up and immediately just start cleaning the baseboards of my house.
Yep. Yeah.
The baseboards. Who cleans the baseboards?
Your bedroom.
She feels like she's being helpful.
She is. She's always so helpful, George. So let's sing a song for my helpful mom and all the helpful moms out there coming into town.
Okay.
In a very aggressive way.
Okay.
I feel it.
It's Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah! Wow! It's our 10-minute tune today.
Everybody Every time that I am visited by mama, I get annoyed because my mother is a bummer. She acts nice, but it ain't complimentary.
You gained weight. You're looking healthy.
I cleaned up before my mama ever got here, but she's cleaning because it wasn't clean enough, dear.
She says, honey, you were such a smart kid. So much potential. I don't know what happened.
Don't get her started on my life decisions.
At your age, I was married with two children.
She's my mom and I love her like crazy, but every now and then, get off my back, lady. Give me a break, give me a break, give me a break now. Give me a break, give me a break, give me a break now. Give me a break, give me a break, give me a break now.
When you get to married, popping some babies out.
Well done, Eric. That is very well done. And I think Brianna's going to like that one
spot
very much.
On.
I think that sounds like her. Holiday moms coming to town.
This weekend, mom, actually.
Maybe you should download that. Just keep it handy for when your mom gets to town. You can get it every day. We put up a new 10-minute tune on our podcast. Easy to find it. Make sure you have the new version of the Odyssey app. Look for the Morning Bullpen. Just in the search function, search for the Morning Bullpen. It'll bring up our podcast, and you'll never miss a 10-minute tune.
Still to come on the Morning Bullpen.
Y'all, I actually can't wait for this next one. Toro, the Texans mascot, is here, and he's got a new book we're going to talk about. But how do we talk to Toro? He doesn't talk.
That's a good question.
Oh, no.
I had not thought about that.
Yeah, well, we didn't really think this
through. Just crossed my mind. So we're going to figure something out, and it'll happen next, because we are the official home of your Houston Texans. We're 100.3 The Volt.
Yes, Kiana, you heard it right. Kiana messaged in just a second ago and wanted to know, did I hear you say we're giving away Keith Urban tickets? Yes, we have Keith Urban tickets coming up 8:20 Mo Knows Country. You'll get a chance to win. So stay tuned or tickets in the office and play along here on the Morning Bullpen.
All right. So just a minute ago, we told y'all that Toro, the Texans mascot, was coming in for an interview. And we had a little confusion due to logistics surrounding an interview such as that. Right. We've done a lot of work with Toro. Toro doesn't talk. Right?
No, he never does. And,
okay.
And we've had him like in our videos.
Oh,
we've been on his videos, but never a conversation with Toro. So this was going to be an interesting way to talk about a new kid's book.
Okay. George, we need that microphone on.
Wait,
you weren't prepared to turn a microphone on.
I was not prepared.
Wait, what's going on? Can we just like...
Toro
like,
never speaks.
Well, who the heck
until
are
today.
You then?
Who are you?
Allow me to introduce myself. My name's Andrew Johnson. I'm the man behind the mask.
Wow.
Okay, here we go. We got it right out there.
That is amazing. So why are you coming out from behind the mask now? What are you here to tell us about?
Well, I've always been told I have a face for radio, so this is
us too.
This is perfect.
My dad said the same thing. Yeah, for me. Yeah.
No, but I'm excited to be here. It's a project I've been working on for about 3 years. I wrote a children's book called Made to Be a Mascot, and it is in the Houston Texans team shop now.
Oh, wow. You can go to the shop and get it right this second?
You can. It's in there today.
You're an author and a mascot?
That's it. There's nothing I can't do.
tell us about the book. I mean, Toro writing a book, first of all, takes us a second to get our head around that. But tell us about Toro's book.
Yeah, no, it's a passion project for me, something I've wanted to do for a really long time. But the book opens up. Toro's excited. It's game day. And so as we all do when we wake up, he opens his phone on the social media, and there's some unkind messages that he sees about people kind of making fun of him for being a mascot. So he decides he doesn't want to be a mascot anymore. So he tries some other jobs around the stadium. He tries to be an equipment manager and walks into the locker room, and it's a little stinky. So he realizes that's not the job for him. So then he tries to be a groundskeeper. They hand him a pair of scissors, and he's like, this is going to take forever to cut all the grass. From there, he tries to be a broadcaster. And obviously, we talked about how Toro doesn't speak. Mm-hmm. And so that job isn't going to work out.
Is it gonna work?
He tries to be a football player. He goes out to catch a pass, and the ball pops on his horn. So can't be a football player. And then tries to be a cheerleader, and he tries to put on the iconic red boots that the cheerleaders wear, and they don't fit over his big hooves. And so at the end of the book, he realizes he wasn't made to be any of those things. He was made to be a mascot. So it's all about being yourself, being proud of who you are. And I'm really proud of the story, partially because it's my story. Like growing up, I knew I wanted to be a mascot at a really young age. And sometimes the kids in school thought that was a little strange, got a little made fun of for that. So that's what this book is all about, just being proud of who you are.
So I got to read it. I got a sneak peek last night. And I was honestly, I got a little choked up from it. Because I've got two kids. I was highly bullied as a kid. And not to bring the energy of the show down, but for us kids who didn't feel seen or heard or were made fun of for being different, this is a really, really special thing you've written. And you should really give yourself credit that you've done a really cool thing for kids.
I appreciate you saying that. I mean, I know it's a topic that's the bottom of our hearts. We have a program that we do in schools all across the city called Toro Takes the Bull Out of Bullying. We teach kids the BULL acronym, Taking the Bull Out of Bullying. The B stands for Be Yourself, Use Your Voice, Leave Bad Situations, and Look Out for Others. And so bullying's at the core of our heart. And so this book is a passion project, and hopefully it helps kids like you and me.
And that BULL acronym is in the book too, so you can help walk your kids through some of those moments when they're being bullied. It's very cool.
It's also a really good time of year to buy your kids presents.
No doubt. Let's get right to it. Erin gives you the emotional reaction. Most like, just go buy this book.
Let me tell you.
Texans fan in your life, hopefully they'll wake up on Christmas morning and love to see that under the tree.
That's so cool. And you can buy it not only in the team store. Are there any other places?
It will be available online probably starting next week. So it's not available online just yet, but it will be soon.
And book signing? A Toro book signing in the future?
That's right. We have one at the Houston Texans team shop on Saturday. We'll be there from 12 to 1. And then again on game day from 10 to 10:30. Come meet us at the Texans team shop.
Awesome.
Jeez.
This is kind of cool, though. I mean, honestly, to get a chance to talk to you, Andrew, out from the man behind the mask.
I have so many more questions, so maybe you can stick around for a little bit.
By the way, what recognized as one of the best mascots in all of football, all of sports.
Award winning.
Right?
Yeah. Yes.
You normally can't see me blush inside the costume, but I'm definitely blushing now.
No, I mean, but to your point, though, I mean, that's got to feel kind of good after what you talked about that, hey, you knew growing up, you wanted to be a mascot. And to get the accolades from outside, that's got to help a little bit. Right?
It really just means I've avoided a real job for a really long time. That's all
us
it means.
Too, friend.
But no, I appreciate it.
You're
you,
among friends here in radio. Okay,
when we say nice things,
wanted me to be a welder. You know,
when we are complimentary of you. Do you naturally want to put your hands really big over your eyes and go, "Oh no"?
Yeah, on the radio, you guys can't see it, but I got really big emotions. It's just part of me. Me and Toro are one and the same.
Andrew, thank you so much for coming in. Toro's new book is available again at the team store. Signing tomorrow. If you need that information, let us know and we'll get it right out to you.
The new Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Erin.
It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for her money, because Mo knows country.
We're headed to Lake Jackson this morning. Brandon is there trying to get $100 and some Keith Urban tickets. Brandon, this is how you get the cash.
That $100 bill is right out of Mo's purse. It's going to be yours, but you got to win. So we're going to ask you both five country-related trivia questions, and whoever gets the most right answers wins. But ties always go to Mo. Why is that, Brandon?
Because it's Mo's money.
Yeah.
It is Mo's money. I was like, uh-oh. Okay, Brandon, tell her to get out of here. Let's get started.
Get out of here, Mo.
Good luck, friend.
Thank you.
All right. Five country-related trivia questions. Brandon, they start right now. Question number one. You ought to know this one. What song brought Lainey Wilson her first number one hit back in 2020? Name the song.
Don't know it.
Question number two. Which country icon is also a famous sausage entrepreneur? Is it A, Riley Green, B, Jimmy Dean, or C, Garth Brooks?
Jimmy Dean.
Question number three. In 2002, a hit song by Keith Urban, he was singing to a girl who looks good in what item of his clothing? Is it A, his shirt, B, his pants, or C, his hat?
Shirt.
Question number four. Alan Jackson had a big, giant hit with a song that was titled Just the Opposite. Tell me the name of that song.
Don't know it.
Question number five. These three chicks voted to officially change their name back in 2020, dropping what one word?
Dixie.
All right, let's get Mo back in and find out what she's up against with Brandon in Lake Jackson today.
All right, Brandon, some of these were tricky. You got three out of the five.
Better than nothing.
Nice
better
job.
Than nothing. Nice I like job. Your mentality.
All right, Mo's back in here. Mo, let's see how you do. Okay. Question number one. Mm-hmm. You ought to know this one. What song brought Lainey Wilson her first number one back in 2020?
It was called things a man ought to know.
That's correct. Yes.
I was like, Ada, I know that word. Okay, thank
Brandon,
you.
Brandon the man did not know it.
Oh,
so you're
sorry,
winning, Mo.
Friend.
1-0.
Let's go.
Brandon, that's one of the things a man ought to know, by the way. Question number two. Mm-hmm. Which country icon is also a famous sausage entrepreneur?
What?
Is it A, Riley Green?
What?
B, Jimmy Dean? Or C, Garth Brooks?
I forgot about Jimmy Dean. Jimmy Dean.
It is Jimmy Dean.
I don't know about his country music, but I do know about his sausage, if you know what I'm saying.
All right, Brandon got it right, 2-1.
Question number three. Mm-hmm. In 2002, a hit song by Keith Urban, he was singing about a girl who looks good in what item of his clothing? Is it A, his shirt, B, his pants, or C, his hat?
Oh, it's definitely shirt.
It is shirt.
Thank
yes.
you. Yes, you Brandon. Look good in my shirt.
Brandon got it right. 3-2.
Question number four, Mo. Mm-hmm. Alan Jackson had a big, giant hit with a song that was titled just the opposite. What was it called?
The opposite of big and giant. Giant is small. Small things. Small things.
No. Alan Jackson song? You don't know this one?
I don't think so, do I?
Little Bitty.
Oh. It's all right to be little bitty.
See,
I forgot.
Big, giant,
yeah, but I forgot
bitty?
About that song. Okay.
All right, Brandon didn't know it either. He said small hit. Which is the exact opposite of a giant
hit. George.
Sometimes I don't even know why I bother. Question number five. These three chicks voted to officially change their name in 2020, dropping what one word?
Dixie.
It is Dixie Chicks. Yes, that's correct.
Brandon got it right, but it didn't really matter because Mo won 4-3.
Sorry, friend.
Brandon, so sorry, but we have some good news for you.
Yeah, you're still going to the Keith Urban Tour.
Awesome.
Keith Urban High and Alive. Tickets go on sale at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. Congratulations, sir.
Thank you.
And Brandon, you know what you got to say to get out of here, right?
This is Brandon in Lake Jackson, and Mo knows country.
She does. You'll get a chance to play her Monday morning, 8:20 will be the next chance to win on Mono's Country here on The Bull.